Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Trump safe, suspect in custody.
There's no indication that he had any mean bone in his body that would drive him to do something like this.
Yeah, neighbors of 58-year-old Wyan Wesley Routh, never saw it coming, but that's the man authorities arrested, accused of an attempt on former President Trump's life at a golf club in Florida. ABC News chief investigative reporter Josh Margolin is live with us from New York this morning. Josh, can you start by taking us through what we know about how the attempt went down and how the Secret Service was able to foil that attempt?
It was very cinematic. We know now that this individual took up a position outside the fence, but with a line of sight of one of the greens at one of Trump's golf clubs in Florida, and that the Secret Service counter-surveillance team working with locals, they go ahead of the former president as he's on a golf course, and they check out the next hole or the next two holes that he's heading to make sure they're secure before he shows up on that particular green. They were there. They saw some movement in the brush out, you know, by the fence. They saw the barrel of the rifle. They immediately gave direction of some sort to this person to either identify himself or to show himself or to drop the gun or something. Did not listen to the instructions, like you see on television, and they fired because there was an obvious threat. There was an obvious gun right there, and the individual dropped the weapon, left his stuff, and took off.
What do we know about this guy?
We're starting to see a picture. They have not formally charged him or announced his name, but the name that we are reporting, that other news organizations have, he appears to be somebody who has a really a long list of social media postings, seemed to at one point have been a supporter of Trump, seems to have soured on Trump. His big political issue is Ukraine. He said that he had gone to Ukraine to try to become a foreign fighter on behalf of Ukraine in the battle against Russia, but that he was not allowed to do that. It doesn't necessarily seem that he has any military background, but he seemed to have been a wannabe. He was a business owner in North Carolina. We also have some reports that he had owned a business in Hawaii, but it does seem that about 15 or 20 years ago, he had some sort of an episode with law enforcement where he was charged with a weapons charge after after some sort of a barricaded subject kind of episode. It does seem online that he was angry. But beyond that, we don't necessarily see that he was announcing or planning to do something violent.
Talking with ABC News chief investigative reporter Josh Margolin. He's live with us from New York this morning. So moving forward, Josh, the president is supposed to be in Michigan for a former president is supposed to be in Michigan for a town hall campaign event tomorrow. As far as we understand, that is still on. So how difficult for the Secret Service to beef up that security and make sure that he is protected?
Well, as we are reporting this morning, as soon as this happened yesterday, immediately reassessments of all the security, both for Trump as well as for his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as for President Biden. The Secret Service protects all of them. They're constantly looking at these things and reassessing. The question really is, was yesterday a failure or a success? We know that it was a failure in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th when the president, the former president, was injured. Somebody else was killed. Two other attendees were seriously injured. But yesterday, you know, there's some view that this was a success. That's why there are redundancies. That's why there are agents who protect him physically and stand around him. But that's why there are agents who go ahead of him, who are behind him. There's planning that's made. They have to look at all of these things. They are taking them into account. Obviously, the Secret Service would prefer somebody to never leave a security bubble, the White House or the Naval Observatory or President Trump's home, obviously. But that's not possible, especially for a candidate, especially 50 days out from an election.
Josh Margolin, ABC News chief investigative reporter. Thanks for the time this morning, Josh.
Hey, thank you.
What a fascinating question, right? And that is the question. Was yesterday, in terms of the Secret Service, was it a failure? Was it a success? Yeah. It sounds like they're still debating whether or not this guy even got a shot off.
Yeah, they haven't said whether or not he fired.
But at the same time, do you need to change your protocols now that you've told everyone, oh, this is what we usually do in the golf course?
Here's how we clear the golf course.
And by the way, that's not a new story. The Secret Service and the challenges of protecting the president or any president when on a golf course has been there. Like, this isn't a new situation where they've had to, like, figure out how best to do that.
Yes, and presidents golfing is not a new thing either.
Correct.
It's been around as long as the presidency in golf. But, right, you're in this area that's, you know, any golf course, it's open, and there are accessibility points as well. So it is a challenge. 617 on Wisconsin's Morning News.